Good morning, Chairperson and members of the board. Thank you for convening today. As we look at the results from the past quarter, it's clear we are operating in a market defined by rapid shifts. However, I'm pleased to report that despite the external volatility, our core fundamentals remain robust. Today, I want to briefly touch upon where we stand, the pivot we are making in our digital strategy, and how we are safeguarding our long-term value. On the performance front, we have achieved a 12% increase in year-over-year revenue, largely driven by the successful integration of our new automated supply chain. The move didn't just cut costs, it improved our delivery speed by 3 days, giving us a significant edge over our primary competitors. However, we are not resting on these laurels. We've identified a slight contraction in our legacy markets. In response, the leadership team has initiated a strategic pivot towards our high-margin green tech line. We are reallocating 15% of the R&D budget to accelerate this rollout. The goal is simple: to stop reacting to the market and start defining it. I want to be candid about the headwinds. Inflationary pressures on raw materials remain a concern. To mitigate this, we've secured long-term contracts with our secondary suppliers to lock in pricing through 2027. Furthermore, our focus on human capital has never been more critical. We've seen a 20% improvement in internal retention scores following the rollout of our new leadership development program. A stable, motivated workforce is the engine that will drive the numbers I've just shared. In summary, our balance sheet is strong, our strategic direction is clear, and our team is aligned. We are not just aiming for growth, we are aiming for sustainable excellence. I look forward to discussing the specific budgetary approvals for the Green Tech Initiative in the next session. Thank you for your continued trust and guidance. I'll now open the floor for your questions.